Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. About 2 months ago, I was guided by my soul to leave my home, to start a journey of profound initiation that would allow me to upgrade my identity and therefore open new timelines. I was not prepared at all. I had not planned to travel at all during the year, or maybe go to Belgium, see my family, and go to Greece and Italy on a cruise with my friends, but certainly not put all my belongings in storage and then fly to Melbourne, fly to Bali, fly to India, fly to Melbourne and back. Pretty much, I was just kicked out of my old life, my life, and I was asked to surrender completely to the flow of life so I could be awoken to deeper layers of connection with myself. Because here is the thing, is that most humans have a tendency to try to control things, to plan for the future, to stay organized. And of course, it depends on who you are, your personality, your human design, your astrology chart, and so on. But what I mean is that it can be really scary to actually embody complete trust, faith, and surrendering. Because we are taught to plan ahead, to have a budget, to be organized, to stay safe, not to step outside of our comfort zone. And depending on your upbringing and the amount of inner work that you do on yourself, you can find yourself more or less paralyzed to try anything new, anything different. So here is the thing. I teach a lot around soul alignment, channeling, intuition, and so on. And a lot of people ask me how to connect to their channel, to their soul, how to connect to their spirit guide, and how to know what their purpose is. And I find that very often, it's not so much that we struggle to be in touch with our intuition, is that we don't have the courage to honor the messages brought to us by our intuition, by our channel, and then to follow through. And that comes from doing the inner work. So if you want to be a powerful channel, you must follow the guidance that you receive, but there you can apply your choice. You can basically embody a wise human. It's not because your soul says something that you have to do it straight away, but at least acknowledge it. So when I was given this guidance that I was going to travel, to start with, I thought, oh, I'm going to live for 3 months in Bali because that feels nice, that feels safe, that feels easy. I just find a place, I call it home, and then I travel around a little bit. I know some people on the island. It's not too far from home, not far out of my comfort zone. I had been in Bali a little bit before, so it felt really good. And then I decided to do that. I hadn't booked my ticket or anything yet. And about 10 days before the departure day, which is like really, really fast, right? I still hadn't booked any ticket. And I actually was falling asleep, and all of a sudden, bam, I received this massive inspiration / downloads. You don't need to spend 3 months in Bali. You can actually visit your friend in Melbourne, go to Bali, and then, drum rolls, you're gonna go to India, which is where I am now. I'm in India, in the magical place of Agra. I just went to visit the Taj Mahal and the Agra Fort this morning. Oh, it was so amazing. I uploaded many quotes there, and I want to talk to you about it and how you can do that as well very soon. But first of all, is that when I received that guidance, my whole body felt such a surge of excitement. It was undeniable that that path was the path I was supposed to take, because your body does not lie. If your body has this very strong, magnetic, amplified reaction to something, pay attention. That something is very meaningful for your soul. Your body is relating information. Your body gives biofeedback on your intuitive messages, on things that you receive through your channel. I could not fall asleep. I was there for hours thinking of all the things I could do in India, and especially visit my very good friend Garima, which I have, and I will gonna see her again as we're gonna travel together in Rajasthan. And I just could not fall asleep, and I just follow my guidance from there. And I just kept asking my heart where to go, what to do. And I was just shown, you know, you're going to go to New Delhi, you're going to go to Rishikesh for yoga retreat, meditation retreat, and you really need to go to Rajasthan, because India is a vast country, right? I could have gone anywhere, but that was the guidance of my soul. And they say, and there is room for improvisation, for flow, for spontaneity, which I love. Same thing with Bali. In Bali, I just booked in Ubud to start with, because I had been there before. I wanted to do some yoga, meditation, and I just wanted to be really in the atmosphere of Ubud. So I stayed there for 10 days, and I might have, like, next time we'll stay for a lot shorter, because actually I prefer to be close to a beach, to a water. Ubud is amazing, but for a shorter period of time for me, for my own energy. And when I was in Bali, I kept changing plans because I wasn't sure what was the most aligned. And here is how I did it. I felt what was of the highest excitement, because so many people, and I thank you so much for that, by the way, if it's you, so many people told me, go there, go there, go there, go there. It's the best. I said, great. I have this huge list. No way I can do it all. What is of the highest? What feels good to my body? What feels nourishing, exciting, interesting? And then how is the field playing? Because, for example, I really wanted to go to Uluwatu. And to start with, it sounded really easy. I had two people offering me the possibility to stay with them. So at no cost, but also within one beautiful villa, or the other possibility was to stay with awesome people. So sweet, you know, I'm going to spend 1 week in Uluwatu, hanging out with people, spending silent day there. It's just going to be great. But then both plans fell through pretty much at the same time. And within kind of like 5 days of me going to Uluwatu, I was like, oh no, no, I need to book a place. And for 3 days, I looked, there was nothing. Everything was outside of my price range, or like super beautiful, expensive resort, of really too cheap for me. I like mid-range. So I just felt there, I'm not going to push in Uluwatu because the field is literally not responding. So I started tuning in and felt, maybe I go to Seminyak. I knew that Seminyak was kind of like not the same vibe, you know, a lot more touristy, like family, a little bit, you know, like just not like the spiritual vibe, classy vibe that I had experienced in Chenggu and Ubud, for example. But I thought, great, I'm sure there's good internet there. I need to work not too far from the airport, close to the beach, decent hotel. I'm going to go there for 5 days. And this is where I spent silent day. And I met amazing people. I had new friends. We went out together, like three guys. I had just the best time. I had also a little thing with a guy, which was really nice because it had been a long time for me. And really that allowed me to open my heart and to experience, you know, that little thing with someone, just enough to be the cherry on the cake at the end of the holiday. And so I was really happy. You know, that was such a beautiful way of following my inner guidance, but also seeing how the field is responding. Because this is what I want you to be aware of, is that first of all, you need to be able to listen to your intuition. So, you know, you need to know how to channel your own soul, how to channel your guides, your spirit guides and source consciousness. So basically how to channel. Then you need to have the courage to actually make the decision to follow through. But then the third thing that I want you to pay attention to is to notice how the field responds. Is the field responding? Meaning, like, are things moving into places in the directions of our dream, or is it block after block after block after block? Because yes, we need to peer through certain limitations to be able to manifest our dreams. Of course, you know, it's not going to be like, yeah, sometimes it's super easy, but often there's a little bit of this challenge, that challenge, but it's kind of like manageable. It's just to allow us to step out of our comfort zone and to grow in our power and to really find this determination that we need to follow our dreams. But then here I'm talking exactly with the experience in Uluwatu. It's like the field is not responding. It's like I can just feel it. No, not working, not working, not working. Difficult, difficult, block, block, walls, walls, and so on. And so when you notice that, the sooner you let go of that and you say, okay, soul, heart, my guide, my team, Sophia, God, show me the way. Show me the way. I am open. I am ready to receive. Please show me the way to my highest destiny. And it happens. Look at me. I'm there. And I'm experiencing this day after day because I kind of open myself up to be able to be more in tune with my feminine. Our divine feminine is there to help us receive more. So it is very important to balance feminine and masculine when we travel, because feminine receptivity, flow, intuition is going to open up the field, but then masculine is going to be the piercing sword of truth, like this decision making that we can take, hold ourselves safe, be courageous, and just go for it. I am so excited to invite you to my brand new free offering, the Collective Monthly Meditation for All. If you feel called to receive amazing high vibe content and gather as a collective to raise the vibration of the planet, not only for our own sovereign heart, but also for humanity in general, this monthly meditation will happen at the beginning of the month on a Tuesday in New Zealand time. And again, it is entirely free. You can join live, but if you can't, don't worry. The recording will be available afterwards, so you can also with us weave webs of divine light around the planet to help with the amazing shift that are happening now. We are so excited, me and my High Council, to share some wisdom with you and also go deep into receiving powerful frequency shift that we can then share with the whole of humanity and of course our family members, our loved ones and our community. Find out more information and join us every month. I would be so happy to see you there. And then when we visit the place, it is very important to really feel in our body how this place feels like. What does it awaken in ourselves? Is it grounding? Is it really activating? Is it opening up timelines to past lives? Is it opening up timelines to future possibilities? What are the codes of the place? Are you visiting somewhere that is really royal, majestic, and therefore it's more about power and status and really anchoring into more of this public speaking, leading, wealth, prosperity role? Or is it more at the moment, oh, it is in nature, it's all about connecting with the earth, ground, connect with our intuition to plants, animals, in all simplicity? Or is the place really healing? Are we there to really be more by ourselves, you know, working on the self, maybe doing yoga, meditation? Or is the place actually really energizing socially? So we are coding ourselves with new social codes, new interaction, new way of networking, you know? And of course, as we travel, we can go from one to another, to another, to another. So literally, we accelerate our ascension. We open up the field to new timelines when we travel in a highly conscious way. We travel in a highly conscious way, but what I have explained before with intuition, channeling, following through, meeting the field. And also when we are in the actual location, we open our heart to gratitude, to, you know, the abundance that we are receiving. We open our heart to connecting more with locals, local energy, you know, the history of the place, the energy of the place, and so on. And then to consciously connect to our heart and our physical body to feel what is being uploaded. And then we can simply perceive that I accept and I receive to upload all the codes of this place, the codes that are aligned to the truth of my own divinity, that are at the highest for me and my ascension journey. I only accept and receive the energy of the place that are of the highest good for me and my service on this planet. So you always ask to receive only what's of the highest for yourself and as in service for others and the planet. One other thing that is very important when we travel like this, and also when we don't travel, but when we channel, especially also when we channel and work as a healer, is to have protection. Because I have met many entities and demons in different places, and I work with higher realms, but my ability to navigate different realms is huge. I can easily clear entities and demons, and I have had to do it often, and I do it when I work with people one-on-one and in groups. I always do that work in the quantum. But still, we are not immune to attracting more. This is because we have parasites in the body, because we have density in the body, okay? So I will teach you how to get rid of lost souls, entities, and so on. I will do it myself with my High Council and also the Divine Goddess Sekhmet, which is here. You see, she travels with me, Sekhmet. I will teach you how to work with Sekhmet and her army of light in the quantum. So you're not afraid. Because again, I perceive so many people on the path of opening up their psychic abilities that are terrified by entities, lost souls, and demons. And I understand, I was like that, you know. Since I was a little girl, I would see them, I would just be terrified. So I want to teach you how to do it for yourself after you receive this massive clearing from me, so you can see the difference, because chances are that you do have, you know, some stuff on you. And this healing is not only going to be about that, but it's also going to work on alien implants that are negative. Some are positive, some they are placed by ourselves and our soul family to keep us safe, basically, so they know where to find us if we get lost. So it's gonna also remove negative alien implants, false light templates from your field, because you might think that you connect with Goddess Isis, but she's actually, Goddess Isis is hugely replicated by false light templates, so like demonic entities that pretend to be Isis, and then we end up channeling them, so we become a channel to dark entities. I know it sucks. If you don't know, join this, because I will talk more about this in this masterclass that is coming. I really want you to join. So false light template. Also, we will remove oath that you have taken in past lives, oaths and vows that are holding you back from expressing the truth of your own divinity. I was a monk, a nun, and also a sadhu. I had thousands of lives in India, which I'm actually learning to revisit. I will do another video about that soon. But basically, we want to get rid of everything that is holding us back, right? So this is going to be the biggest clearing of your life. And I'm going to teach you how to do that for yourself and how to do that for others. So if needed, you are ready. You learn to handle your fears. You are freaking courageous beyond measure. And you can also learn how to call Sekhmet and her army, as well as myself, when you do that. Because my multidimensional self is totally available to help on the astral planes, even with I'm asleep or just going out and about traveling or doing other things. So this amazing masterclass is going to happen in the mid-May. I want you to book note. There are three levels of contribution. Level one, you receive the whole masterclass, the replay, as well as the high decree that you can read every day or a couple of times a week, which is for clearing and protection. In level two, you also receive access to a very small group to ask me questions directly. So I can help you more personally on anything that you face that is challenging you as a channel, as a healer, as a human being, simply here on the planet. And this question can be any kind of question. And then level three is only for 5 people. And level three, you receive a one-on-one session with me, a 90-minute session worth $450. And we go deep into anything that you want to experience, anything that is blocking you. So you can really see the transformation happen in a very fast way. And you can look back from literally before and after the session and see and feel in your body how much brighter you are. This session is often one of the most potent sessions that people receive. That's often the feedback that they give me. Yay, thank you. I love it. So you can expect after a one-on-one session with me and my high council to be so open that you will see yourself from a completely different perspective. So like feeling of unworthiness, of comparisitis syndrome, thinking that you're not good enough, procrastination on your journey, feeling lost, all of that gone. It's like really an amazing encouragement, amazing push from me and my team, because we reflect back at you the truth of who you truly are. We can see beyond the veils of your own illusions and reflect back at you and tell you, this is who you are. This is what you're meant to be doing. This is how you can shift your reality, because we do that in co-creation with your soul, but also your own spirit guides. We can work on past lives. We can work on co-creation with star races, perceive your star races connection. We can work on alternate realities. We can work with ancient civilization in Atlantis, ancient Egypt, with the Mayas, with Shambhala, anything at all. It is extremely potent, and I am all yours for that. So if you're on the level 3, I highly encourage you to book now, because level 3 is always the fastest to book. Yes, because people love one-on-one sessions with me and the High Council. So you can now book for this amazing event, and please let your friends know, because most likely a lot of people you know will experience problems, interactions that are unpleasant with lower realms, entities and beings. And I want to be there to help them and also to give you and them all the tools needed so you can feel courageous in your role of a channel, a healer, but also a human being that just wants to keep your energy for yourself and not to share it with all sorts of lost beings. I see you there. Thank you. We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.